Welcome to episode 18 of About Nashville. I'm Mike Rogers, and this is my podcast. Today we have Emily Brooke on the show. She's a young country music singer I met about 6 years ago at one of my Indie Outlaw shows. She's gone on to be a finalist not once but twice on American Idol. She was actually on American Idol's last season, where she made the top 15 or top 13 in the females. We had a great talk, and I look forward to you hearing our conversation. Before we get started, I just want to say prayers for everybody in Orlando. That was a horrible, horrible situation. And yes, it was a terrorist attack, but it was also a hate crime. It's such a convoluted situation, and now you've got everybody screaming that, you know, we need to get rid of guns and we need to do that. You know what, everybody? We need to get rid of hate. We need to get rid of intolerance. We need to get rid of a lot of things. More laws are not going to make the world a safer place. Love will. And we need to figure out how to do that. But anyway, how was your weekend, Holly?
It was well.
So tell me about Bucky Baseball.
Bucky Baseball, that's a done situation. But I did have another date with another guy. So this is a guy that I had known in school, had grew up with. He reached out to me on Facebook. And he wanted to, you know, hang out. So, needless to say, on Wednesday, we kind of got together. We hung out. Went to a sports bar in Hendersonville. And what ended up happening, and I'm going to make this really, really short. We get there. We have, you know, pizza and beer. He leaves his wallet. Not in the car. He left his wallet at home.
All right.
So
you had to pay for the entire date.
I paid for the date. Okay. So that right there, I'm just done with dating.
You're done with dating?
For the time being.
Okay.
Dating is not my focus. I just don't have any luck with it, so I'm done.
So what is your focus now?
Work.
Okay.
And family. That's my focus.
Okay.
No more dating.
Yeah, I understand. All right. So how did you tell Bucky Baseball it was over?
I didn't. I just, you know, I changed numbers.
You changed phones.
I stopped answering his calls, and then he'll reach out to me on social media, and I'll just ignore it.
Okay. All right.
I didn't have to block him or anything like that.
See, I'm so glad that I don't have to deal with that anymore. All that is just, the whole thought of that just is crazy to me.
Well, I thought I wanted it after I got divorced. So I said I didn't want anything serious.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want something serious.
You do?
I think so. I'm not a dating type. Uh-huh. I'm not a dating type. I'm a one woman man.
But don't you have to date to find something
serious? You do. But the way it's going, I'm not finding anything serious. I find Bucky Baseball, and then I find a guy who accidentally left his wallet. Not in the car, but at home. Who rides around without a wallet?
I don't know. Why? So have you thought about talking to some of your friends or something that might know somebody that might be worthwhile to go out with?
No.
Really?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm
done. All right. Thank you for coming to my show the other night. I appreciate that. Golly.
That was awesome.
Awesome is a loose term, but I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate it greatly. It was a lot of fun to get back out there after 10 years and perform my own songs with the band again. That was a lot of fun, and I look forward to doing more of that again. It was what it was, and I like get out. I did it. I got out there and I did it.
Whether or not you think you did an awesome job, I think you did an awesome job. I got to see you in different kind of lights. You got this little shimmy thing with your shoulder that you do, and then you got this little tush shake, and I'm like, look at Mike shaking his tush.
Oh my gosh. So it was almost
like on the lines of twerking.
Oh my gosh. So you're telling me I'm twerking out there.
You were. It was going, Michael. It was going.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't twerk if you asked me.
See,
to.
That's another thing that you have to Google.
Okay.
And then you learn how to twerk, and it's similar to
twerk.
What you're doing.
Yeah. See, I'm a country nerd. I know what twerk is. I just don't think that I could do it. And you're telling me I was doing it, so I'll have to figure out what that means.
That's your Google word for the week.
Twerk?
Yeah.
All right. It beats the last one.
Okay.
Did you do anything else outside of going on that date?
No. Nothing else.
Really? Well, so Michael and I, my son, we went and saw The Conjuring 2. And it was scary as hell. I'm telling you right now, I was, both of us, I had a whole tub of popcorn I literally threw into the air. And like lost, and my son was laughing and like telling me, don't quit yelling, because it was like the things would jump up and you jump up and scream and everything, and then he in the process of him telling me not to do that, then he started screaming.
That's
like,
funny.
Something would jump up and then he would start screaming. Oh yeah, it was funny because we were tickling each other of how much we were jumping and how scared we were. It was truly a terrifying movie. It was scared. I'm gonna tell you right now that if I was a character in one of those movies, it'd be the shortest horror movie ever on the face of the planet, because it wouldn't take a whole lot for me. It'd be like, get out. Be like, bye, Felicia.
I'm done. But what would have been funny is just me being a moviegoer and seeing like these two cool guys, like, because you're kind of cool in my eyes.
No, I'm not. There's nothing cool about me.
Well, just to see you're cool. So, I mean, your son, he's kind of cool. To see you at the movies, mm-hmm. like, shaking worse than me and my daughter.
Oh, yeah. We were scared. That would be great. We were totally scared. And I was trying to hide behind my popcorn tub, and it wasn't working. And I was trying to, because my son was, at the first, he was getting kind of embarrassed, you know, and I wasn't just screaming out.
Should.
I was screaming out like a little bitch. I was like,
as he should. Yes,
you know, and he was just like, Dad, come on, man. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, hold my mouth. And
that's hilarious.
And I'm telling you right now that I don't understand. And apparently these were based off of a true story or whatever else. And you see a chair move halfway across the damn room by itself, and something in the background talking about, I'm gonna get you.
Now are you sober? Like, are you not? When you see this chair move?
No, they were completely sober.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
There's no amount of money you could pay me to stay in that damn house. I would be sleeping on the side of the street in a sleeping bag with all my kids, talking about, I am not ever going back in that house again. That's not gonna happen.
If I had a drunk night and I saw a chair move, then I would just blame it on that. I would even try and sit in the chair.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be in a horror movie either.
And it may be I was just doing a little bit more than drinking, but if I'm hallucinating like that,
okay.
Then...
Well, I mean, if I had some mushrooms or, you know, if I had some, you know, what is it, peyote or whatever that stuff is, you know, I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, you may try and fight the chair.
Right, look at that chair, man. It's moving halfway down. It's going by itself. I just turned into Bill Clinton. I have no earthly idea.
Exactly. See?
Yeah. I need to go find me some cigars, and I'm going to go just sit here, and I'm going to drink my drink. I'm a Hillary going to be president, and I'm going to go back up in there.
Oh, no.
Anyway, let's go on to this interview with Emily Brooke. Let's do this thing.
Cause I'm a knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky-tonk hitman. A knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky-tonk hitman. Yeah!
Welcome to About Nashville with your host, the Honky Tonk Hitman, Mike Rogers.
So then it was just.
So you've been super super busy.
Yeah, it's like running all over the place.
Golly, what's CMA week? I mean, yeah. There's people everywhere. Like I get excited about the energy that is in this town during this week, but you know, also living in this town and you're walking around, you're going, where do all these people come from?
Yeah.
You know, you don't realize that country music has such a huge fan base. Everybody's always talking about country music is dying, it's going away. Yeah, you go out there and look in there and you're like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
Not anytime soon.
Try walking downtown Broadway during CMA Fest and right? second guess it.
Right? My gosh, so you've been super busy. I mean, you just, if I saw this right, I think I'm going to fall over for two different reasons. Number one, when I walked in here and sat down, this young girl goes, are you Emily's daddy? And I went, oh my gosh, I know I'm old, but and I am old enough to be your dad, but still regardless, it was odd for me.
Oh my gosh,
and then
so
the other part, I was like, okay, so we need to find a quiet room off in here. And I'm like, we are in a bathroom right now. So the next thing you know, your dad's going to come in here and whip my ass because it's like, well, where's Emily? Oh, this guy took her into the bathroom with him. Oh gosh, that could go ugly.
My dad's back home in Florida, so we're all good. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, Dad. We needed to find a place that we could do the interview. And this seemed to be the quietest place for sure. So I met you, I guess, about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was from Billy Yates. It was at one of my Indie Outlaw shows, and there's a video on YouTube about it. When he came up to me, and he goes, "Hey, man, you need to put this girl up on stage." And normally we go by, you know, just like a standard set list. This is who we got. We know who they are, and blah 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 blah. And he said, "You really need to get her up." I said, "Okay, are you sure?" And he goes, "I'm telling you, she's the real deal." And yeah, right. And you know, when Billy Yates says something like that, you got to take it for, you know. I was like, okay, we'll get her up, and I was blown away. And you were probably 10, 12 years old, something like that. How old are you now?
I'll be 18 in November.
Oh my gosh. Where does time go? You're a grown woman now. Holy cow.
I know.
Cow.
It's crazy.
You just graduated high school, right?
No, I'm doing online school right now. So, I'm about a junior, I think. Yeah.
I'm a junior, I think. You know, I had days like that, and I was actually in high school. You know, I was thinking, yeah. I'm a junior, I think, and the truth of the matter is I probably don't know where I was half the time anyway while I was in high school. I wasn't as focused or driven as you are. You're just like a machine. You know, not only do you have the talent, but you have the support system around you with your family, and you have the drive, and you have the work ethic and everything else that goes into it to making yourself successful. So there's unequivocally no doubt that you are going to go on to big things. No doubt. But let's go back and let's rewind this a little bit. So you do the Indie Outlaw show 6 years ago. And then all of a sudden, you start showing up on some TV shows.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. What started you to audition for American Idol in the first place?
Well, I knew that when I turned 15 that I, like, wanted to try one of those shows because, obviously, like, I grew up watching the show and I just always, like, wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited when they actually lowered, like, the age requirement because it was originally 16 and then they changed it to 15. So I was like, awesome. So that's perfect. So I was 15 and I auditioned and it was really cool and it was an awesome experience. And I just loved everyone that worked on the show. They're just like always treated you like family and it was just the best thing. So that also really, when I wanted to go for it again, that also like helped, like knowing that it was like a good decision because there's good people surrounding you on the show.
So you were 15 when you did that?
Yes, first time.
And where did you audition?
I auditioned in Nashville for...
Oh, gosh.
Season 14, I think it was.
Now, I've had some experience with some of those kind of shows. So did you have an inside track or did you literally have to stand in line? The reason I say an inside track is because... I've been involved with a couple situations like that where an agent would just make a call and go, all right, we're just going to have you go in and sing behind the scenes. And then next thing you know, you're, you know, doing the thing. Because a lot of people, I think, they get the misconception that every single person goes in front of the three main judges.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No.
That's not how it works.
It was actually really crazy. So there's like a cattle call you had to do, and it was at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And
I boxed there one time.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
I bought
gosh.
A 12-round fight there. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry. Go
oh
ahead.
My gosh. I didn't know that. That's so cool. So they had like the whole floor was like open and there's like probably 8 or 10 little what are they? plastic tables that you like use at like cookouts and stuff like that. And they had a bunch of those with like tablecloths on them, and then they're separated by like literally a curtain, like a tall black curtain, and that was it. That was separating the producers, because there's about two or three producers at each table, and you sit in this big auditorium just waiting. You get like a ticket, and then you basically go to your seat and then wait for your section to be called to come down. And it's just like the longest thing ever. And I actually got sick that day, and I was like nauseous and like so nauseous. Like I would run to the bathroom, think I was gonna throw up, and then I wouldn't throw up. It was the most annoying thing ever. So the entire time I'm like waiting. I'm like, Mom, I can't do this. Like I'm gonna throw up. Like I don't know what I want. Like I can't do this. And she's like, Em, we've made it this far. You're gonna be so mad if we get back to the hotel and then you feel fine. So she's like, just try to get through the audition. It's a minute 30 second. You can wait in the bathroom and hang over the toilet until our section is called. And once our section is called, I'll text you when you're about to be up, and then you just come out, sing your song, and then we'll leave and we'll be done.
Is that what she calls you, Em?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was like, basically our section got called. I came down. My mom's like, Em, you need lipstick. I'm like, it's not happening. I don't care. I don't care at this point. I really don't. And it was just so funny. And so I get up and I start singing, and I'm singing Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash. And there's three other people with me in line. And I get so nervous because they're like, okay, you three step forward. And I was the only one by myself, and I was the youngest one in the group. So I was like, okay, I didn't make it. Like, I just knew. I was like, I didn't make it. It didn't happen. It's fine, whatever. And then they're like, they pulled those three forward, and we're talking to them for a couple minutes. Almost as I'm like standing by myself, and I'm like, what's happening? Like, I don't get it. And I'm like just waiting. And I'm like, okay, they all went through. Can't they cut me first and then congratulate them? And then they walked off, and then they pulled me forward, and they're like, congratulations. I'm like, what? What?
Really?
And so I was like freaking out. It was awesome. And then we got our little yellow piece of paper that was like our temporary golden ticket until the next round. And then you go through, I think we went through two more rounds of producers. It was like two rounds of executive producers was what it was. And so it was just so crazy. And then finally got in front of the judges.
Okay.
And
so you had to go through like two or three rounds before
actually. It's actually pretty separated. Like I think I did the cattle call on Wednesday, and then I had my executive producer rounds on Friday, and then my actual audition in front of the judges on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it was pretty like separated. There was like A and B days. I think I was B day, because like some people went on Saturday and auditioned. And
what was the difference in an A and B day? Do you know?
I think it was just like when you auditioned.
Okay.
And like how they wanted to record it probably.
Okay.
So I don't really know, but it was crazy. We didn't even expect to stay that long, because like we were in Nashville to, for a songwriter's thing to like, it was like a camp for songwriters. And so I was like, okay, I'll learn about songwriting. I'll take a little camp. And so we were there for that. And we had that plan before I had like decided that I was going to audition. And so it so happened that the same time the camp was the same time that Idol was having their audition. So I was like, it's okay. Meant to be. So we didn't expect to stay that long. And so when I got through the first round, we were like, okay, so now we're staying till Friday. And then I got through that. I was like, okay, so we're staying till Sunday. And now my mom has to call off work on Monday and Tuesday.
That
so,
funny.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I made it through on Sunday. We started driving back Monday. And then they called us when we were driving back. It was literally like 11 o'clock. And they're like, so can we fly to your house tomorrow and do hometown interview? I'm like, okay.
So at that point, you kind of like, I made this.
I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a good thing, right? They like want to like do a hometown interview. So literally, it's so intense doing the whole show, because you just like overanalyze everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like,
oh, so you'd already got your gold ticket. They just want to add on to the footage of that. Okay.
So
tell me about that. So you go in Sunday. And I guess you meet Ryan Seacrest first? Is that how that worked? Or
I think I never met Ryan Seacrest. Like, first, like...
You know, I did the show twice, and I've still never met him.
Well, like, it's so weird, because it's when they air it. It seems like he's there, like, all the time. But he always is doing like behind the scenes stuff. I didn't get to hang out with him a bunch. Like, I think I probably talked to him like 4 times maybe out of the 2 years I was on the show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Cause I guess like they tell them, like the producers, they tell Ryan like who to like talk to, I guess.
Oh, I got that. I didn't know. I just thought he was.
Yeah, because I think it's like just like to mix it up and stuff.
Okay.
Because there's literally during Hollywood Week, there's over 200 contestants. That
Golly.
So there's so many people that you don't even see.
Oh my goodness.
So it's really crazy.
Oh my goodness. So you walk in there, and did you talk to Ryan Seacrest before you went into the first when you walked in there and saw J Lo and Keith and Harry Connick Jr.?
No, I think. I didn't see him when I walked in, but when I walked out,
that's when
he was there, I'm pretty sure, yeah. And
you're
then
like,
we
where did you come from?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, hi, nice to meet you, I just got a golden ticket, let's go say hi to my family.
So you walk in there, what was the first thing that went in your mind? Were you a little starstruck?
Oh my gosh, I walked in there, I was like, are they fake? Because like, they looked so perfect, and the lighting was so perfect, it was like, I was like... Oh wait, they moved. They're real.
This is like Madame Tussauds. Y'all are wax figures.
Exactly. I was like, that can't, like, how are they so perfect? Like, and I was like, can I have their makeup artist, please?
That is hilarious.
It was so awesome.
So they, were they super nice?
Yeah, they were so nice. It was obviously super intimidating, and I was really nervous about Harry Connick Jr., obviously, because he...
More than the other two?
Yeah, because when I was watching previous seasons, when the ones that he started getting on, I was like, oh my, he's like the new Simon Cowell, but like not as, I feel like not as bad, obviously, as
right,
Simon Cowell
right.
was, but along those levels where he tells you straight up what he thinks, and he's
right.
very just... doesn't hold anything back, basically.
Well,
so
out of all the seasons, I actually respected him the most.
Yes.
Out of being a judge, and the reason being is because he's very, very knowledgeable in music,
yeah.
and he does have a relevant career.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the judges I felt like that came on there would not be as harsh or give really true, productive, critical reviews to people because they were fearful of the backlash of
yeah.
the fans or maybe turning
exactly.
off some fans. He didn't give a shit. He was like, all right, guys, this is what you need to work on. This is why, or this sucked, or whatever else. And he was just very candid and very honest with everybody, and I like that. Kind of like what you're saying. You're like, I was scared. To me, he was a knowledgeable, more credible Simon
yep.
Cowell.
And he honestly, like, after being on the show for 2 seasons, I can say, like, he, like, when people ask me, who is your favorite judge, I say Harry Connick, because... I think he was honestly like the most humble and genuine one of them.
Right.
Just because.
I heard Keith's a pretty good sweetheart too. I've never met him, but I just heard he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he seems really sweet. We didn't really get to talk much, but all I know is like when I went out for the series finale.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had run into him, Harry Connick, and he was like, "We need to talk before this is all over." Da 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 da. And I was like, okay, like, tell me when. And like he was being
send me
pulled,
your digits.
Exactly. He was like being pulled to do a thing. I was like, well, crap. Like, what is he talking about? And so I had met up with one of the guys from 19 who's like works on the show and stuff. And I was like, Harry was saying how we need to get together to like talk. And there's like this party. Do you know what he's talking about? And he's like, the only one I can think of is like the after party or whatever. And I was like, okay, how do I get into that?
Who do I gotta kill to get into this thing?
Exactly. I was like, Harry Connick wants to talk to me. Like, how am I gonna make this happen? So I went to the show Wednesday night, and then it was that night I went, and right before that, I think, is when he was talking about me talking to him, basically. And then the next night, I saw his daughter in the crowd because I had basically been able to go because there's like fans of mine that was like, oh, we have 2 extra tickets. And so I was able to go and I was like freaking out. So I was sitting with them during the actual finale. And I saw Harry's daughter because Harry's daughter is friends with Daniel Seavey from the previous season. I'm friends with Daniel. So like I see all the stuff whenever they hang out. So I was like, oh, that's his daughter. And so I like walk over. I was like, hi. I promise I'm not like a crazy person. But
and they always start. This is how a crazy person always starts the conversation.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm not really crazy, but.
Oh my gosh. I felt so bad. I like walked up. I was like, hi, I'm Emily. I know you're friends with Daniel Sevio. I was on last season with him or whatever. I just want to say hi. And I had a quick question. So your dad was talking to me yesterday and how he wanted to talk to me before everything was over or whatever. And that there's this party and that I need to be there because he wants to talk to me. Do you have any idea how I can get into that? He's like, she's like, okay, sit. And then she'd be like, stand up. And she like starts to like, Dad, Harry, Connick, like yelling, like, because they're at the judges panel. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he finally like he turns around and he's like, or the daughter's like, do you know like what she's like?
What the hell is she talking about?
Party or whatever, she'll tell you all the details about it, basically the daughter. So I guess she was like verifying that like everything was good.
Yeah, like do I really need to be talking to this person?
So then everything was fine and she told me about it, and then I was freaking out because then she's like, my dad's plans just changed and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, crap. And so then I go up to the same guy from earlier from 19. I'm like, listen, is there any way, do you know how I can put my name on the list to like get into this after party? And he's like, here's a band. And I was like, score! And I was so happy because obviously like I've been on the show for 2 seasons and I had become really close with a lot of the contestants and all of the crew and stuff. So I was really just wanting to see all of them for like the last time. And the last I knew was that Harry's plans had changed and that he wasn't going, but I still wanted to like say hi to everyone. So then I rode over to like the parties with Lee Jean, who made top 12, I think.
You were top 12, weren't you?
I was top 13 girls.
Okay,
but he was top 10 overall, I think.
Okay.
So, so I rode over with him because we were really close on the show. And so I stuck with him pretty much the whole night. And then I had found out because Gianna Isabella, her sister was there and was like, oh, Harry Connick's here and da 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 at the last after party, because there was 2 of them. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And we were about to leave and I was like, I need to go talk to him. Can you guys please wait just like 10 minutes? Like, I need to talk to him. So I walk over and then like he's like talking to me and like he's just like the sweetest guy. And he's just like, I believe in your career and I think like this show, yeah, it's really great to help you get a boost start, but I really believe in your career and I think you're gonna do really great. And I just thought that was like the sweetest thing, how like he took the time out to seriously talk to me without like, you know, because there's always cameras,
no nothing. He's so, just shooting you straight.
Exactly. So it was just like the
what advice
sweetest
did he give
thing.
You?
He was like, just keep pushing and I know it's obviously hard, but you need to just like not worry about like what other people are doing. And he was just really cool. And so that's why I feel like he's also like one of my favorite judges, because he always like kept it real. And mm-hmm. I feel like he didn't let like the show and like his like status on the show like affect him. Right. And
you think anybody else did?
I don't know. I never really got to talk to the other judges. They're always really nice to me whenever we were like interactive or whatever, but yeah, it was just really cool how I just feel like he stood out to me because he just like went out of his way.
So in that last episode that you did on finale, they had all the judges there, is that correct? Were they all there?
I think so, because I know Simon Cowell was there, Randy, Paula, and then is her name
Nicki Minaj?
She was not there. She was not there. What was the one judge? There was one year that they had
Mariah Carey
judges.
Was there one time.
She wasn't there either.
Paula Abdul was there at one time.
Yeah, she was there that night. There was a time where there was 4 judges and there was like another girl.
She was a songwriter. Right? Yeah, she was a songwriter.
Yeah, she was there. So I think those are the only ones that I saw. But yeah.
So did you get to meet them all?
No, I was sitting in the audience. So there were like like, obviously Simon and all of them were, like, backstage. They're not going to sit in the audience. But
well, I didn't know if there was, like, this huge green room in the back, you know, that everybody was hanging out, you know.
I wish I was allowed back there. It would be so cool. I didn't have those credentials.
Oh, my goodness. So, you did it. See, the cool thing about it is you got all the way up to the chair on the very the first time you tried out when you were 15. And I thought you should have gone on to the live show. And then they cut you at that chair. Then the following year, you do it all over again. And you've literally done, you've grown leaps and bounds in that year. And you make it all the way through and you go on to the live show. And my wife and I, we were watching it. We're like, she's going to win this thing. She's going to win this entire thing. It's a hands down. And the day that you got voted off, we looked at each other and we go, okay, we're done. We never watched another episode. That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, this is bullshit. She got robbed. What the hell? Yeah, we were upset. So we turned it off and we were like, we didn't watch another episode. We didn't watch the finale or anything. That was our finale.
My gosh.
They voted you off. That was our finale
to
American Idol. So I didn't know, you know, the rest of it. How our, I couldn't even tell you who won it. Who won it?
Trent Harmon.
Who's that? Which one was he?
He,
And for your listeners out there, hold on. For your listeners out there, I want you to know that we are in the green room, in the bathroom of a green room, at a rehearsal space for Emily, because she's going to be performing tonight here, and they're working with the band and everything out in the back. So you're going to hear some music. I promise we're not underneath the rafters or anything. We are here, so... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're all good. He was the one who wore scarves originally, and he had mono Hollywood Week.
I kind of remember this guy. I couldn't tell you.
He's, like, so amazing. So good. And he's, honestly, I could not be happier with, like, the top two. They're the most sweetest and genuine, like, people.
That's nice.
And so I was really happy for them that they made top two, because I feel like they both really deserved it.
That's nice. And the reason I say that is because you are at a younger age, and when you are competing against, first of all, when you take artists, they're already going to be, you know, there's already issues and things in our mindset and our self, you know, we all have a lot of, you know, what's the word, self-esteem maybe, because it's very vulnerable. You put yourself out there and you sing, especially when you write something, you know,
yeah.
And you put it out there, and then somebody critiques it in a harsh way. You're like, we take it personal. But then when you put us in an environment where we're actually competing against other artists, at a young age, I could see that getting very catty, you know, very, very, competitive, if you will.
Yeah.
So did you see any of that, or did you just, everybody was kind of cool, like you're being? Saying, hey, yeah, you do this thing, man.
There was a couple that were, or a lot of them were very supportive. But there's always going to be your few that are like that behind the scenes. But overall, everyone was just really super supportive of each other. Actually, today, one of my friends from the show, Jenna Renee, she's here today. She's going to stick around and watch my show. We're actually writing together.
Look at you.
We're going to try to fit that in because I have rehearsals, and then we're going to try to write. And then I'm doing this interview, and then we have meet and greet at like 5 or 5:30, and then the show, I think, is at 7. So it's going to be a crazy day if they can fit everything in.
So how many songs do you think you write a week?
I actually, it's so hard for me. Like, when I'm at home, there's so many, like, distractions. Because I obviously have to do, like, the whole online school thing, and then just practicing for regular shows. So I always, like, I'll always have, like, little ideas that pop into my head, and I write them in my notes on my phone. And then for me, there's, like, no one really in South Florida that is, like a real, like, writer mm-hmm. that, like, you can get here in Nashville. And so I usually just write by myself. So it's always harder, because obviously it's always better when you have that other person to bounce ideas off of, and then you can both, like, collaborate together, and you just get, like, I feel like a better finished product, because you have two different views of, like, a subject you're writing about.
Uh-huh.
So I do write by myself. I'm trying to do it a lot more. So I'd say probably write, like, 3 times a week, probably. This week has been crazy. I feel like I've had to write every single day. Monday I had to write, Tuesday I had to write, and then Wednesday? Oh, wait, just kidding. Monday was when we get in town. Tuesday, I had a write in Atlanta. Then Wednesday I had a write. And then Thursday I had Buddy Jewel fan club show. And then right after that we went to write with Jeremy Bussey. And then we didn't finish the song, but we stayed up till like almost 3 o'clock in the morning writing it. So then we were like, okay, let's reschedule to write another day. So then we had that scheduled for today and we finished it.
Oh, awesome.
So excited.
Good song?
So good.
Oh, what's it about? What's it about?
It's about this guy, because guys are, no offense, annoying.
Did you Taylor Swift some guy?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's really, I love it though, because it's really creative, the way we took it. I think this one, I'm writing for my EP, hope to have it out by the end of the year. So I feel like this song's definitely one that is going to be on it. And I basically, whenever I go into a write, I always like to like come into the room with ideas, because I don't like to come in and just be like, so what do you want to write about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because that's always awkward, and right, like, I always like to be prepared, so.
Do you know, when you come in, with like a verse and a chorus already written, and you say, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's like sometimes I'll have like a verse and a chorus of something and be like, okay, what do you think about this? And then when I went to Jeremy, I actually shot him like probably 10 ideas, mm-hmm, because I just wanted him to like get an idea like of a bunch of different things that I had in mind. So I had like two songs that were like a verse and a chorus, and then there's other little like ideas, like writing a song like about like the music business and how tough it is and just like to trying to come out on top type of thing. And then show them an idea about just like relationships and how they get twisted and stuff. And then I had this line, like some of them are just like ideas and I'm like, okay, like this idea about like this certain topic, I don't have any lines for it, but this is like just a generic idea. Or not generic, but just like an idea.
Sure.
And then I came in with this line and I was like, I don't remember how or where I even thought of this, but I have this line that I think is just really cool, and what do you think about it? And then I told him it, and then that was the first idea that I shot him, and then I did like my 10 other ideas. He's like, you know, I'm like still really stuck on that first thing you told me. And then so we kind of just went off with that idea, and I'm just so excited.
Awesome. Was this about an ex-boyfriend?
No, it's about this guy that is from my hometown, and hopefully he doesn't listen to this, but whatever. The song's about him, so if he comes to my show, he'll hear it Saturday. So it's basically about this guy, and I've like had a thing for him, into him or whatever. It seems like he's into me, but we both like never like make a move, because like I feel like he's shy, and then I like am so like worried, like, oh, what if he doesn't like me, da, 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 like kid stuff. And so we're both like, just like, he'll come to my shows and be like, hey. So the song's kind of about, the line that I came to Jeremy with was, I was thunder and he was scared of a little rain. And so basically we kind of took that and made it into like a whole song. And so it's really cool. The first line of the chorus is, love is like lightning, it's beautiful and frightening. And then it's just like, it's so cool. And I'm so excited about it.
Is he gonna be at your show Saturday?
I don't know, he might. If he is,
so
I'm playing the song.
Are you still into him?
Oh yeah.
So if he asked you out, you would go?
Well, first I would ask him, oh, now you're gonna talk to me?
Oh, now that will kill it.
Because it's like, okay, so the whole thing with him is like, it's just so frustrating, because he'll come to my show, I'll be like, oh, thanks for coming, da, 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 and I'll be like, we should hang out sometime. I'm like, yeah, we should. And then I'll be like, text me. He won't text me. Like, and then we never hang out, and it's like,
he might just be shy.
I know.
And then
so this song, it'll help him, because it's not a song bashing him, because when we were writing it, I was like, I really don't want to make him seem like a terrible person, because he's not. He's a really great person.
Sounds like he's just scared.
I know.
You might intimidate the hell out of him.
I hate that. My mom tells me that all the time. I'm like, Mom, no, please.
Yeah.
Why does that have to happen?
You are a beautiful, talented young woman with a lot going on, and he's just some kid, you know? He's probably just super, super intimidated. I mean, that's why if he was to say to you, hey, you want to go out, and you said, oh, you're going to talk to me now.
I would not say that though. I feel so bad after saying it. I would feel like the worst person ever if I actually said that. But that's what I feel like saying, because I'll reach out to him and be like, hey, wanna hang out? No answer.
You might wreck him for life. Like, he might never recover from that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. So if he is at the
show. Side note, I would never do that. Let's just be clear. I'm not a mean person, I promise.
Now, in this song, does the character have hope of ever capturing the lightning?
Yes. The bridge, it kind of leaves you, like, in suspense, because the bridge is really cool. And we literally, it was probably 1:15, and we still weren't done with the second half of the second verse. And I texted my mom, I was like, I don't think we're going to finish it today. And she's like, crap, because we're leaving to go back home tomorrow. And so it's obviously harder to do writes and stuff when you're not, like, face-to-face, in person, if you're, like, doing it over Skype or FaceTime or whatever. So then, literally, we just were able to finish it up within 30 minutes. It was, like, crazy. It's so good. And so I played it for my mom in the car, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited for this song. It's so good.
So do you want to go out with this boy?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I feel like this turned into, like, Dr. Phil or Oprah or something. So do you want to?
So I'm gonna give you some great advice. I'm going to give you some Dr. Phil advice, some Dr. Hitman advice.
Oh, my goodness.
If this boy shows up at your show Saturday without calling him out, say over the microphone, I just wrote this song for a young man that I really want to go out with, and he just so happens to be here tonight.
Oh my gosh, then I would not say that.
Why?
No, that's you so intimidating.
But you're not calling him out, and he'll know to ask you out.
Oh my gosh, no. Okay, so what I would say, though, if I play it, I'll be like, okay, so I wrote this song about this guy that I'm into, but it's kind of a situation where you feel like you're both into each other, but no one really wants to make a move, so this is what came with that song.
But that's playing it safe. And it leaves him wondering still, is she into me? Is she meaning me? Is this about me? Yeah, if you leave this much to guesswork, he's never going to figure this out. You got to start connecting some dots for him so that he can actually have the guts to go out there and go, was that about me? Can I ask you out for you? You want to go to Sonic?
I told my mom before.
Hopefully he won't say it like that.
Yeah, right. I told my mom before, though, I was like, honestly, I hate the whole, like, waiting thing and, like, not knowing. So I was like, next time I see him, I'm telling him, I'm into you, dude. Like,
awesome.
That's cool.
That is cool. Because, see, I was a shy kid. Super, super shy kid. Every girl I've ever gone out with my entire life asked me. Because I was just so, and it's not, I think it's more of the fear of rejection.
Yeah.
I am so terrified that I would have asked somebody, even my wife. She had asked me out. I think I was so scared that I was gonna ask somebody, hey, you know, you wanna do this? And then go, really? You're gonna talk to me now? No, I don't think so. And I would have wrecked me. So you know, maybe he's like that, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a really good dude, and you just got to start connecting some dots for him, and so he's not so intimidated.
There's just, like, it's crazy. So hopefully I'll tell him, and then I'll just be able to figure it out. But it's, like, literally the longest, most, like...
How long have you had a crush on this kid?
Well, I had a crush on him first in, like, 7th grade, and then we went to different schools, and then we just now, like, kind of... became friends again, I guess.
So when did you leave regular school and started doing your online thing?
Sophomore year.
Okay, so you went to school with him physically for 3 years and then...
Yeah.
Then, okay. All right. I'm just trying to put it all together and trying to figure out... Do you think that stepping away from school like that kind of hurt your odds of you two dating?
Oh, well, we went to different schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant you were actually at school together. And
well, then... like, middle school we were, and then...
Gotcha.
So
does he drive?
Yes.
He has a car?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't have a car all through high school, so that was intimidating too. All the girls have, you know, you wanna go out? You're gonna drive.
Oh my gosh. No, this interview is giving me anxiety. I'm like, oh my god, I hope, like, seriously, none of them listen to it, because it's gonna be so obvious that, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I gave away too much information. This is bad. Too much information.
Why do you think? Though. I mean, that's a good thing. If you are able to sit here and help him connect the dots to ask you out, wouldn't that make your life better? Right?
Probably.
right. Well, you know.
But it would be better, though, if it was, like, hearing it from me and not necessarily through an interview about him. Oh, it would be a little better.
That is so funny. So now that you, like, since you've done the shows, you know, the whole country music gamut, the whole world, they're putting their arms around you and taking you into the fold. So I hear that there is some country girls that in the business that are taking you under their wing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's so sweet. I've, like, had such great opportunities with new up-and-coming female artists. And when I got off the show, I sang a couple of Cassidy Pope songs on the show, and she invited me to come sing a song with her when she was opening up for Chris Young in Florida. And so I sang to the show and it was like sold out. It was like so crazy. And it was like the most awesomest thing ever. And so she's just like, honestly, like such a sweetheart. And I'm like so happy with like all the success she's having with like her new EP that just came out. And her whole family is just so nice. And that was just one. And then Lauren Elena, obviously, is so sweet. Singing with her on the show. And then also just, she's just a super sweet girl. And same with Kelsey Ballerini. I ran into her at the beginning of this year because I was opening for Charles Kelly, and she was in South Florida for vacation, and she's friends with Charles, so she stopped by the show, and I ran into her, and my Love Me Like You Mean It video that I put up on YouTube, is she added it to like her favorites list. So I think my mom texted me that they're almost ready for me, so just a heads up.
So
she was there, I met her, and she's like, oh my gosh, I remember you, like, from, like, the YouTube video, and she's like, did you already sing? I was like, yeah, and she's like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known that you were going to be earlier, like, I totally would have, like, came and listened to your set, are you playing again? And I was like, no, I'm not. And so, then we were all hanging out in the green room afterwards, and we're talking about stuff, and she's like, I say how I cover it at my shows, and she's like, well, do you want to go sing it now? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I'm thinking, like, in the green room, it's just, like, acoustic guitar.
Right, right.
And I was like, yeah, sure. She's like, okay, let's go. I'm like, where? She's like, out on the stage. I was like, oh, okay. So she's like, do you know how to play it? I was like, yeah. So I, like, took my guitar. We went out on the stage. All the sound was already unplugged. The crowd was, like, gone. And we were like, okay, let's just sing to, like, our little group of friends or whatever. So we started singing, and then we ended up, like, drawing back a crowd. And it was just so cool. And so that video is on my YouTube channel. And so she was just super sweet. And then I went to Nashville for CRS, which is Country Radio Seminar. And I ran into her there. And she was like, she's just like, honestly, such a sweet person. And she was talking about how she was watching me on the show and how she's like so proud of me. And she was like crying. And she's like, is that weird? And I'm like, no. And so she was just so nice. And then I got the opportunity to open up for her at City Place. Our local radio station there, WRK, asked me if I wanted to open, and I was like, of course.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so we did that show together, and she's just, there's so many sweet artists that are in the industry, and I feel like that's really awesome, because obviously there's always going to be like some artists that when sure. they start getting where they want to be, then they obviously start changing how.
And you're the kind of person, when you do make it, you're going to be opening doors for other people too. I can see that in you. I know you'll do it. Unless it's this little boy back in Florida, you know, you'll be close.
Oh my gosh.
So what kind of shows you watch on television?
Well, I watch, my favorite TV show my brother actually got me into, it's Teen Wolf.
Really?
Yes, the characters.
I think of Michael J. Fox back in the 80s.
Oh, no, it's this TV series now, and it's with Dylan O'Brien and Tyler Posey. And it's, oh my gosh, just all the guy characters are so hot, so it makes it watching it. But it is a really good show.
It sounds like my
wife,
she watches some of these shows, she's like, they're just so pretty. I'm like, gosh.
It just makes the show better to watch, but it is a really good series and story plot and stuff like that. And so I really like to watch that one. I also like New Girl. Trying to think. Yeah, I like a lot of shows. New Girl, Baby Daddy's really funny too. Pretty Little Liars. I actually, oh my gosh, when I was in Atlanta, Shay Mitchell, she like went to this like restaurant or whatever and put it on her YouTube channel, and we were, me and my mom were driving down the road. I was like, that restaurant sounds so familiar. And I was like, I swear Shay Mitchell went to that one. She put it on her YouTube channel about it because she was filming Mother's Day in Atlanta. Uh-huh. And Shay Mitchell is a character on Pretty Little Liars. So I like tweeted, I was like, going to this restaurant because I saw Shay's YouTube channel or whatever, and I tagged her and she favorited it, and I like almost died. I was like,
that's cool.
This is so cool. Like, I like low-key like fangirl like when stuff like that happens.
Oh yeah.
Like Kelsey and Cassie, love them. They tweeted, or Kelsey Cassidy, they're so similar, the names, oh my gosh. Kelsey, she had tweeted, West Palm Beach, City Place tonight, 6 p.m., let's make it epic or something with Emily Brooke or something like that, and like tagged me. I was like, Mom, Kelsey Ballerini just tweeted about the show. And she's like, what? I was like, yeah. And then I read it to her. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Mom, Cassie Pope just tweeted about it. No. And Cassie was like, hope you guys have fun in my home, or hope you have a great time, or hope my hometown treats you well, or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love you guys.
That is awesome.
They're just so sweet.
So where do you see your career being in 1 year from now? What do you want to do within the next year? What, next 12 months? What's going to go down for Emily Brooke?
Well, I'm hoping to, I think the ultimate goal is just to, for everyone, is gain a really great, big fan base as you can, bigger fan base as you can, and hopefully get signed. That obviously helps a lot, just because it covers a lot of aspects of like management and stuff like that, so it helps out, so then my mom isn't as stressed all the time, because she's my manager right now. So, I think just goal by next year is to be on
major label.
Nissan stage.
Okay.
Probably.
There you
during
go.
During CMA Fest. That would be awesome.
Heck,
I was about
yeah,
to call it LP Field. I'm so used to that.
I know, right? Right?
It's new.
I still call it Fanfare, so. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So what's that boy's name in Florida?
You're not. That's not happening.
I tried to sneak it in. Just said,
not happening.
I thought you'd drop your guard real quick and say it out there for everybody. All right. So before we end this thing, we need to say one thing out there for my listening audience as we close out.
Okay.
Can you say, dream big, everybody?
Dream big, everybody.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, you're going to get a date.
Oh, my gosh.